Go see.
Hey, William, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Zach. We had spoken previously about your property on Monument Drive.
Yes. What can I do for you, Zach?
How's your day going?
Good, good. What's up, Zach? I'm right in the middle of something.
Well, I don't want to take up your time then. Just wanted to see if you're still selling it.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, probably next month.
Okay. Well, we're definitely interested in buying it. We've talked a few times, so I'm not
You're
gonna.
interested in buying it?
Yes, sir.
What kind of offer are you trying to make?
Well, I mean, if you're not gonna sell it, anytime soon, relatively, within a month or so, I mean, would it make sense just to wait until then?
No, I mean, I entertain any particular offer. If it sounds reasonable, then I got to go through the motion. So if you got something in mind, give me some ideas and then we can take it from there.
Okay. I mean, do you have any idea of what you're looking to get for it?
Yeah, it's three lots. One has a house on it.
Yeah,
Okay. If
I'm
I'm
familiar.
just selling the house on the primary lot, I would do probably around 350. If I want to do all three lots, I'm looking at 400.
So you're saying just for the house, 350, and then for the lots?
Right. And they're all water view off the Potomac.
Right, I understand. I know exactly where they're at. They're within water view, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, the house is directly across from the Potomac. One lot is sits next to the house is also directly in line with the Potomac. The one is a little bit more recessed back, but still has some view.
Right, yeah. I mean, I know, it's not directly on it. Yeah, like I said, I've seen this. What, if you don't mind me asking, and you can hang up, if you gotta go, because I know you said you're kind of in the middle of something. Or do you have somewhere to go? If let's just say we.
Oh, no, I don't have anywhere to go. I'm in the middle of something. What's up?
I meant like when you move.
It's my second home.
Okay.
It's not my primary residence.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, how about this? I know what you want. You're in the middle of something. I don't want to be rude. I want to respect your time. I give you a call tomorrow. I understand you want 350 for the house, and you said what, 400 for the lots?
400 for the whole thing.
So, okay. So 400 for the house and three lots.
Well, the house is one lot, and then there's two adjoining lots.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at the whole, all three lots is about an acre.
Right. Four for house and two lots. Okay. All right. Well, I'll give you a call tomorrow. I don't want to bombard you. I will think about this and see how, it would make sense, if any.
Well, I mean, if you're an investor, the only thing I can say is the adjoining lot is does perk. It could be built on, and it could be, another potential. But I'm
Right.
not selling it separately.
Right. Is that the 180 Monument Drive?
152.
152. Is that new? Okay. Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. 152. Yeah. Okay. But if you're looking at it, it's to the right.
To the right of what?
The lot. The left.
I'm not sure what you mean. If you're driving up down the street one way, it's on the right, and if you're driving the other way, it's on the left.
Okay, if you're looking at it from the, if you don't turn into the cul-de-sac, and you're looking at it, if you were to look at the water and then turn around and look directly at
Turn.
your house.
Right, the house is on. If you look at, if you're dead in the middle of the two lots, the house is on the right. That's correct.
Okay. All right, well, let me gather my facts, and I'll give you a call tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.